Dialing 8th and Walton. Conference call. Please wait while others join.
You're dialed in to the conference call, brought to you by 8th and Walton. The 8th and Walton Conference Call is a podcast for retailers, suppliers, and industry leaders to keep you up to date on what's going on in your industry. From what's happening around the world to what's happening across the street, this is one call with an agenda tailored specifically for you. Your call is starting, and now your host, Jared Davis.
Thank you so much for downloading our little podcast. My name is Jared Davis. Welcome to the 8th and Walton Conference Call. I tell you what, I'm very excited about today's show. This is the one. I hope you save this one and forward it to someone who needs it here in the next couple of weeks. Let me explain what I mean by that. If you've ever listened to our podcast before, you know that we talk through the big retail news, right? Initiatives and things like on time in full, shelf-ready packaging, e-commerce, the millennial shopper, all the big things that impact your work every day. But you also know, if you've ever joined us before, that we really care about you. And we love to cover topics that really affect you. You personally, the underappreciated employees sitting there in the cubicle, working your tail off, pretending to be interested in meeting after meeting after meeting, right? So you saw the title on this week's podcast and you were nice enough to click on it. So let me explain. There's really two big reasons that I wanted to cover this now. Number one, every other day in the headlines, they're filled with new names of people in power who are misusing their power to abuse others, right? And that's just putting it lightly. But you may be asking, why do you want to talk about this on a podcast that's really geared toward retailers and suppliers? Well, that brings us to our second reason. You and I have worked in this business a long time. And if you haven't ever experienced some form of workplace harassment, then you know someone who has. It happens in every company. No one is squeaky clean. The bigger the company, the more likely that it's going to happen. But of all the stories that you've ever heard of inappropriate workplace behavior, or even the ones that you've seen firsthand, when do a good number of them take place? Right now, this season, company's holiday party, right? Whether it's in the office or at someone's home or any place offsite, people have a tendency just to lose their minds, throw all judgment aside, and then human resources sees a spike in their work out of the first of the year, you know? So on today's show, we're really taking what we're seeing in the headlines every day and personalizing it to you and your workplace. As a victim of harassment, particularly in the office environment, what are your rights? What do you need to know? What do you do if you actually want to report harassment, but you feel like no one's going to believe you where you work, or you think that maybe saying something is going to result in retaliation against you? As a manager or a team lead, what is your responsibility, whether or not someone has even issued a complaint? And what are the things every company, large or small, needs to have in place today to prevent that hostile work environment, that hostile office party, and avoid a lawsuit? I personally do not know the correct answer to any of those questions, so thank goodness my special guest today does. We are going to discuss this and a whole lot more with one of our old friends, Mr. Richard Levin with Hall Estill Attorneys. Hall Estill Attorneys works with people just like you and me every week. Richard's going to join us here in the studio here in just a few minutes, and we are going to get his expertise for companies and for the individual on the topic of workplace harassment. It's going to be a fantastic discussion. Please save this, forward it to someone else who needs it. Stick around. This is the 8th and Walton Conference Call.
8th and Walton is here to support and educate the supplier community. If you have a question about our services or would like to know more about an upcoming class, we can chat. Log on to 8thandwalton.com/chat. Our team is standing by to begin a chat session with you. We're happy to answer your questions about supporting your business. Chat with us today. 8thandwalton.com/chat.
You are back on the 8th and Walton Conference Call. As I mentioned before the break, our very special guest today is Mr. Richard Levin with Hall Estill Attorneys. Thank you so much for being here, sir.
Glad to be here.
I hope I never need you, but I'm always glad you're there.
You know, I was thinking the same thing, that especially with the topic that we're going to talk about today, I hope you never call.
Well, to be honest, Richard, the headlines that we've seen recently, you know, all about harassment and inappropriate behavior. And a lot of these have mainly come from the political world, the entertainment industry. But now that you've got more victims of harassment that are telling their stories and they're seeing that they're really not alone, do you kind of get a sense that this is going to have a ripple effect into the corporate world?
I think the corporate world already is having a ripple effect. I think that we're already being affected by what has happened in these entertainment and in the other industries. I think that it has been around for a while. You know, this is not a new topic. This is part of Title VII of the Civil Rights Act. I mean, we're not talking about, oh my goodness, somebody came up with something and now we're seeing the effects of it. It hasn't. It's been around for a while, but it's taking an effect that's different from in the 80s and the 70s. And I got thinking about it earlier, you know, we were talking about Facebook, and Facebook simply is an image that doesn't go away. It's there forever. And some of the things that happened in the 80s and 90s now are affecting all of the people that are involved in either corporate or entertainment. And that's part of what we're seeing today, is that it just isn't going away. It's whatever you did when you were in your past, you're now part of the present.
Inappropriate behavior in the workplace, it's part of everyday's headlines that we were talking about before. But we have so many listeners in the corporate environment. I really want your expertise to help someone who may be facing this every day. So first of all, for someone out there who's in a work situation and they feel like they're being harassed, what is their best course of action at work?
That's a great question. And part of the answer is for them to look at the policies and the training that they've been through. Any corporation should have two things. First of all, a policy that states what inappropriate behavior is. And remember, it doesn't necessarily have to be somebody within the company. It can be an employee. It could be a coworker. It could be your supervisor, or the law has actually included non-employees where the vendor is coming into the business and the company sees this person coming in and sexually harassing somebody, whether physically or verbally, and lets it go on. So it includes all of those areas. So I think the answer to your question is, first of all, the policy. There should be a policy. If a company does not have a policy, the Supreme Court has said that in and of itself is enough to be able to be an issue with sexual harassment, just simply by not having a policy. The second thing is, did you go through training? You should have gone through training. If you didn't, I know a great law firm, by the way, that can help with the policies and the training. But the training in itself should have told you what you should do. If you're an employee and if you feel uncomfortable with either another employee or a supervisor, you have the right to go to someone above and beyond that supervisor. Automatically, you should have that right to talk to somebody that is not involved with you day to day. Obviously, that would be a difficult person to talk to, especially if they were the one that was being accused. So you want to do that immediately. The courts have time and time again said that you should or must act swiftly. There used to be a one-prong test. Was the employer wrong? It's really not that test anymore. It's both. Did the employer act properly with training and with policies? And did the employee act reasonably in accordance with the policies or simply what somebody would normally do? I got to add to this that as we're chatting about this, if you're an employee, there's certain things that you're entitled to. You're certainly entitled to your space. You're entitled to be able to say, this is my space, and I don't really feel comfortable with somebody coming into that space. That's called communication. There's nothing wrong with your talking to someone and saying, I'm uncomfortable with that.
One of the other things, Richard, that we've kind of seen in the headlines is people who have tried to take that first step, and maybe this is more prevalent in smaller companies, but they feel like no one's going to believe me if I do this, or I think that there's going to be really negative implications on me if I even come forward and try to do this. When they don't feel comfortable even saying anything at work, what's your best course of action?
So there is an attorney-client relationship in any matter that we're involved in. Specifically, that is a relationship that I can have with a client that I don't have to divulge to anyone else. I can't be made to talk to somebody to give out the information that this client gave me. I think that is probably one of the best avenues for you to go to, especially somebody that has been involved in human resources, someone who has been involved in these particular matters, so that they can advise you of the best thing that you should do. But again, there's no reason to wait. There's no reason to think about this and let it mull over for years and years. The best thing to do is to seek out someone if you don't feel comfortable within your company. And by the way, retribution is one of those things that the law does not allow, okay? But if you do feel uncomfortable, then certainly find somebody who has legal background and can advise you on what you should do.
every workplace environment is a little bit different, but respectful behavior, that can be somewhat universal. What are some of those general guidelines that you advise for employees to remember when you were working with others to keep our environment really non-threatening?
I think the easiest answer to that is, you know, what would you do? How would you act? What respect would you like from another person? Each person's entitled to the same respect. So I think that that's the start. The second thing, again, there needs to be some type of a policy in force, in effect, that you can look at and say, this is the way somebody should be acting, and they're not acting in that appropriate manner.
I want to turn this around a little bit and put these situations from the point of the manager or that team lead. What are some of those signs I need to look for as a manager to indicate that maybe I've got a hostile work environment in my team or even in the office?
Again, a real good question and a difficult one. I wish I could give you an answer of what it is that should set you off and make you say, we've got an issue here. We've got something that we need to deal with. The best answer I can give you is the training. The best answer I can give you is somebody to come and discuss the training with you and then with your employees and then go over specific situations. For example, the employee is uncomfortable with that person. You can tell generally when somebody's uncomfortable or there are words that are being used that are inappropriate. The worst thing you can do as a supervisor or as an owner is to avoid it. You know, silence is not golden in this particular situation. Communication is the way to avoid it. If you don't have that conversation with that person, it's going to be worse than if you do have the conversation and say to that person, that was inappropriate. That's something that we don't allow here. That's something that we're not going to allow you to continue doing if you're going to be part of this company. That's it. The more that you let it go, the more that you go, oh, don't worry about it. That was just simply somebody hugging somebody or somebody just saying something that was rude or either race, color, creed, sex, national origin, all of those particular situations. And you're uncomfortable with that situation. You need to say something. You need to have training on it. You need to show them what's wrong and what's right.
All right. Any final advice for our retailers and suppliers listening as we, you know, start this new year, 2018, just for best practices?
Well, remember that you're in a position of power. Remember that as a supervisor, you're in a position where you may be able to or may try to get somebody to do something that they probably shouldn't do if they weren't in a supervisory capacity with you. That's something that you need to keep in the back of your head. Remember the boundaries that your mom and dad taught you a long time ago. If you respect another person, know their boundaries, understand that you do, in fact, have the power to be able to manipulate people if, in fact, that were allowed, then you'll be fine. I would advise every one of your listeners to give us a call or to give your in-house counsel a call and talk to them about your policies and your training and make sure that they're comfortable with the level that they're at right now.
And I'm going to put a link to Hollistel in our podcast description. Richard Levin, so great to have you on the podcast. Please come back anytime.
Thank you.
And that is going to wrap it up for another installment of the 8th and Walton Conference Call. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Jared Davis reminding you, keep it professional this holiday season. Santa sees you when you're sleeping, but HR knows when you're awake.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily the views of 8th and Walton or its management. If you have comments or suggestions about this program, contact us at jared@nathanwalton.com, 479-715-6700, or at athanwalton.com. 8th and Walton, Inc. is in no way associated with or endorsed by Walmart Stores, Inc. or its affiliates. All references to Walmart Stores, Inc., as well as its affiliates, trademarks, and brands are used in accordance with the Fair Use Doctrine and are not intended to imply that 8th and Walton, Inc. is a Walmart Stores, Inc. vehicle for advertising or for any other commercial purpose.